What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Basketball is heating up with big plays and even bigger wins. And we've teamed up with DraftKings to get you in on the action.
DraftKings just dropped a brand new way to play daily fantasy sports with Pick 6. Right now, all new customers can make their first pick. Get up to $50 back in Pick 6 credits after playing just $5 in your first pick set.
That's right. You just have to play $5 and you'll get back $50 in Pick 6 credits. Getting started is simple. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and sign up using code SMOKE.
Track your lineup and compete against others for a shot at huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and sign up using promo code SMOKE. That's code SMOKE, only at DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Welcome back. All the smoke. All-Star Indiana. We back in your old stomping grounds.
Happy to be back here,
they still
man.
Got love for you out here?
They got a lot of love for me.
Jack, before we get started, I'm going to crack open this Core Coors Light.
Hey, because it's made to chill?
It's early, but it's made to chill.
Hey, and you know it's made to chill because the mountains on there turn blue when it's cold.
Ooh, Jack, you know it's 8 o'clock in California, hey. But hey, it's never too early to start.
It's happy hour somewhere.
We got a good one today, Jack. I got a chance to sit down with this young man right before he came in the league. Jelani had plugged in, and I was just fascinated off the rip about his IQ and the way he approached the game. And obviously his father had a nice run in the league, but son came through and crushed the buildings.
Yes,
let's welcome to the show, Jalen Brunson.
Appreciate it.
All-star.
Yeah, all-star. Yes, yes, sir. Right?
Yes,
all-star.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't even like to say underdog because I don't really feel like you've been, but I think at times overlooked. Is that safe to say that people kind of overlooked you? And I really think you're making your mark now.
Yeah, 100%. I'd say no matter what stage of my career, been like high school, college, league, always been somewhat overlooked at some point, but I don't really like use that. I mean, I guess I use it as fuel a little bit, but like it is what it is. I know that I start at the bottom of the totem pole every time I get to a new place, and I just got to work my way back up.
So career numbers, congratulations on your first All-Star appearance. You had 27 points and 6 assists a game. What has been kind of the secret to your breakout season?
Really, it's a lot of the credit goes to obviously my teammates.
Just being a dog. You're just a dog.
That too.
Bro.
That too, yeah. My teammates, obviously the Knicks organization for just believing in me and all that. I mean, obviously you can say that the work you put in and all that stuff, that's just what I do. But I got to give thanks to the people that really believed in me when I sometimes don't. And so my whole thing is I always try to keep my confidence, but it's always really beneficial when I have people on the side of me who's like, this is what you do, believe in yourself, and that gives me an extra boost.
A ton of accolades, but most notably 2-time NCAA champ at Villanova. Somehow you still slide to the second round, but now you're really the darling of the NBA, with all due respect, on the biggest stage. You know, they called Madison Square Garden the Mecca. What is it like, the energy and the atmosphere back in New York now that you guys are playing well?
No, it's rocking. Every single night. It's crazy. You know, going to the Garden, you know, when you're sitting in traffic, you know, you're getting ready to go into the Garden, you know, you start to feel the energy, you know, before anyone's even in there. You know, when you're shooting on the court before the game and no one's really in the stands yet, you know, you still feel that energy. So, New York, man, it's, you know, when the Knicks are good, you know, things are rocking in there.
The NBA is better when the Knicks are good.
No question.
A recent
ain't been often, but yeah.
A recent video surfaced, and I loved it because I'm in a similar stage with my twin boys, of your pops working you out and just how he was on you, and talk to us about that dynamic of having a dad that played in the league. You obviously wanted to follow in his footsteps, but just that journey to get there.
And before you start, for us, but like for me and Jelani, like you like our son, because we came up with your dad, you know what I'm saying? So we know him very well. So to see you shining even more, you know what I'm saying, coming out better than him and shining more than him, like it's extra gratifying to us to see you succeed. So you got people like me and Jelani, guys that came up with your dad, that's getting so much joy from seeing you shine, bro.
You talking about you old ass motherfuckers?
All the old motherfuckers like us. They came in with your dad to see you shining. Bro, we super proud of you, dog.
Nah, I appreciate that. I think it's like going back to when he used to train me when we were younger. I think, obviously, I'm not like 6'8". No, I'm not jump over people. I'm not super fast.
He wasn't either.
He definitely wasn't either. He definitely wasn't. When I was younger, it really, you can obviously teach so much. It was like more mental than anything. Like my dad at the time, when that video surfaced, he was coaching at University of Virginia. So they just had a brand new facility, brand new arena, brand new practice gym. It's AC, beautiful in there. But in the hot summer, and he had me working outside, you know, at the high school gym.
On the blacktop.
Or the high school blacktops. And so I'm thinking, like, why are we not just going to the
AC?
Going to the AC gym. Like, we could still get the same work in, whatever. The court's actually bigger in there. The lines are probably perfect and everything. But it was all mental. He was just trying to see where I was mentally, and he pushed me and pushed me, and he was like, if you make a shot here, you can make a shot anywhere. So I think as I grew older, obviously more skill-based workouts were implemented into what I was doing, but now that mental part of it was huge for me, because I didn't really think about it until I got older. I was like, half the stuff I'm doing now is easy.
Yeah,
because I've been doing it. It's ingrained. Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody tell you that your IQ is through the charts, your basketball IQ?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they also say that, I feel like, to give me a compliment, but also say, like, there's nothing else to my game. Mm. I heard that a lot, like, like coming up in the draft and stuff, people saying, like, oh, he's good, no, he's great, smart, but.
But.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I know I'm smart. I know I'm smart, but like I know I also
a lot of other shit to me
too. But there's so many good players
that don't have no IQ.
Dumb it, you know, they can jump and all that, but up here, they have no clue what's going on the court.
I got a question. I want to take it back to father-son, because again, I'm in that situation now. What was that line of, because I'm to the thought of, my boys are 15 now, they just finished their freshman year, first season of varsity, of you wanting it, but your dad pushing you. How was that dynamic when you were younger? Was it, hey, let's go get this work? Or you were someone that's, dad, let's go get this work. How did that work?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I would say definitely there'd be days where it was like unspoken. Like we knew that, like, I got to the point where I was in my freshman year, I was like, all right, I got to get my schoolwork done. I got to go to the gym and then I can do what I want. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends for a little bit, then I'm gonna meet you at the gym later. It was like, no.
Priorities.
You gotta prioritize. My parents said, I got, there's school, there's basketball, and there's your social life. You gotta pick two of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I picked basketball and school, and that social life, it'll always be there. Like my best friends, still my best friends to this day, because they helped me. They knew, I was like, yo, that's, Jalen's gonna do that, and he's gonna meet up with us later. And so, they gave me some choices. It was never like, this is what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
They always like, here are the pros and cons. Do with it as you please.
Mm-hmm. And we'll support you wherever.
Yeah.
They'll support me, but like when I start complaining about me not playing well or me not doing something well in school, they're,
it's
like,
your,
well,
fault.
It's your fault.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Own up to it. Born in Jersey, you moved 7 times because of your dad's job. What was that like?
Honestly, hell. Hell.
Around. Yeah.
But it helped. I would say hell because obviously you're moving, like I said, 7 times before school or before college. Like you're moving to different schools. You gotta meet new friends. Gotta find new teams wherever you're going to. It got to the point where I kind of quit every other sport. Like I played football, baseball, soccer, and basically I just like, you know, let me just play basketball year round. It's the easiest thing to do. I think it helped me because I had to adapt to every situation I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to school, like high school, college, like the kids, like my older teammate. I was young. I was a freshman playing varsity, so mm-hmm. helped me adapt to that. Helped me adapt to college and in the league. So like moving all those times sucked, but it helped.
Well, that's tough too as a young kid because friends are everything. Like when you're little, like your friends are everything to you. So to be bouncing around to different schools and different states, like I said, I can see how it can build character and toughness. But at the same time, as a child, you're like, damn, like I'm leaving my friends again.
Yeah, it was not fun. I'm not gonna lie to you, but it made me tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go through it. It wasn't like I had a choice either.
Right.
Around that time, you weren't understanding it was your dad's journey, like where he was trying to go. As a kid, you don't understand that. You're just bouncing around, leaving your friends, just frustrated. But now, as being an NBA player that's mm-hmm. been on different teams, you know what I'm saying? You kind of understand that now. But as a kid growing up in the NBA, any funny stories or good stories you remember from being around different teams?
I remember, obviously, with like the – don't really remember, but – when I was with the Knicks, when my dad was with the Knicks, I used to, I forget what game it was. I think it was against the Heat when Allen Houston caught the ball top of the key, did all those jab steps, hit a clutch shot at the top of the key. So I used to always do that jab step like in the locker room and then they all laugh and stuff like that. I used to run around and do like the LJ sign.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. that's dope.
Something came. I did Fallon last week, and we talked about the Jordan story.
Yeah, I saw the headline. What is that story? I didn't hear the story.
Long story short, we lived in Jersey for most of my dad's career. We lived in Jersey, so we go to all the East Coast cities, wherever is drivable for us. And so he came to DC. Jordan was with the Wizards, and so every away arena, I got like that home team's jersey. Just something that me and my mom did, and had Jordan's jersey on. So after the game, I got to go see my dad in the locker room, went to the other locker room with one of their coaches, and I met Michael. And he's like, oh, you want me to sign your jersey? I said, nah, you messed it up. I was dead serious.
How old were you?
He was like 02, 03, so probably like 6 or 7.
He said, yeah. Nah, you'll
so
mess
like,
it up.
I'm growing up in the NBA. Like I'm right. seeing all these players like all the time. So I'm like, I'm taking it for granted. Like I'm like, it is what it is. But I was like, I had no signatures, like nothing.
Wow.
And my dad used to collect stuff. I was like, I don't need signatures. I'm good. So I was like,
yeah, don't mess my jersey up, MJ.
Mix it up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you.
BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How good was Jabari Parker in high school?
Throwback, man. Yo, Jabari, we played him my sophomore year of high school in the state championship. So I think our tallest dude my sophomore year was about 6'5". And so we ran off like 19 straight wins. All of a sudden, we got hot. You know, we went down state and playing Jabari. They just won three out of, it was a senior year, so they won the last three state championships. So I'm like, yo, we got all the confidence in the world. And then we have a huge high school. We had like 4,500 kids. So like our student section was packed. It was loud. Jabari just made it look too easy, man.
Killed.
Just killed us. It was like the most effortless 20 points. Like effortless. Like in every bucket was just like, man, Jabari was different.
different. Hate he got hurt, bro, because
he was nice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was different. And he was a good dude. Now he worked hard. Didn't really say anything on the court. Never, but like I was just, man, he was different, though.
I feel like he has some mellow in him. Like a strong, versatile dog that'll dunk on you.
Big body with the whip, but he was athletic.
With a little hand.
He can fly. Yeah, he can get up too.
Jabari was nice.
He's just one of those dudes that like is like a nice guy. He doesn't say too much.
Yeah.
But on the court, you're just like, who is this dude? Like, this is a wholly different person. He's just an animal.
Jahlil Okafor.
Another one.
Another one, huh?
Another one. My junior year, the next year, we played Jahlil in the state semifinals. State semifinals. And so I think I had 56 of like the 68 points.
God damn.
It's yeah. My friends, they always give me shit for not passing the ball that game, whatever. I was doing whatever could to win. But Jahlil just, he was like 13 of 15, just dunking everything, whatever. I'm just like, I just can't catch a break. That's 2 years in a row. We're playing number one recruits. And these dudes are just killing us. But yeah, there's another one who's just dominant.
Tough.
Yeah.
Dominant.
How lit were you right here?
Oh, man.
You right here?
So I'll say this. This is that game against Jahlil.
Oh, Russell,
this
really?
Game against Jahlil. So this is downstate. We're fighting. It's like a close game. It was like a 2-possession game at the time. Or we were down. Yeah, we're down 4 with like 30 seconds left. So I come down. I like get fouled and I shoot a 3 and I make it. So I turn around. I start putting like my hands in the air, like saying count it, count it. And the ref's like waving it off. Like no. So I just turn around and I scream. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I screamed it. Like I had my hands in the air and everything. But the crazy part is like everyone sees that, but like. I kind of faced the other student section. I faced like the other, it was Whitney Young, faced like their coaching, their bench or whatever. Like no one said anything, didn't get a tech, nothing. I didn't even realize that happened. I was just like.
In the moment.
I was in the moment.
Yeah.
So after the game, that picture like resurfaces and I'm like, that has to be Photoshopped. Like,
I don't remember that.
I didn't do that. It has to be Photoshopped. So then like our AD from the school knocks on my door. So, yo, you're suspended for the third place game tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I swear I didn't do it. I had no idea that was even a thing. I had to be doctored because the dude who took the picture didn't post it with
people in the background.
Whatever. No. With his company or his newspaper, he posted on his personal.
Oh, okay.
On his personal Twitter. So I'm like, well, why wouldn't he post it regularly if it was a real picture? So there was a whole thing, and my team was going to sit out like the whole third place game because they thought like the picture was like doctored and everything, which I still to this day, like I didn't do that in my mind. I was like, there's no way. I don't remember that.
You can see the ref blowing it like there, no shot. So they didn't count it.
So when that picture, so when the people from the Mavs, like the training staff found that picture, they got like little like fathead stickers of it and put it everywhere in the practice facility. For me to see.
Now that I look at it, it looked like the left finger is doctored a little bit.
A little bit.
It looked like it.
A little bit.
College, freshman, you get a chance to start and win a national championship. We were talking about before we got started, I mean, obviously the league is the ultimate goal and the prize, but I had a blast in college.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Talk to us about, where'd you go to college at?
The
DR?
No, Backyard University.
The streets are hard knock.
Yeah.
As a freshman starting, getting a chance to win a national championship at Villanova. Talk to us about that experience.
It was that year was fun. And I say it was fun because it was ups and downs. Like as a freshman, I was an All-American. And so like I'm thinking like, all right, I'm gonna go, like I'm gonna do my thing. And like I know obviously when I got to Villanova, it was team oriented. Those dudes we had a bunch of older dudes, but I knew I had a chance to come in and compete to start and everything. So Coach Wright didn't give me anything. I knew I was going to have to compete for everything. But Coach Wright's another one who, like, everything was mental. Like, your mental approach is everything. And so, he would come into practice some days and try and, like, break you and see where you were. Like, that was his goal, to see where we were as a team. And with me, I could not let that happen in my 3 years. I was like, this man will never be able to do that. But, and we fought, man. We fought like hell. We had like little things going on throughout the season, but the one thing I realized is that our practices were way harder than our games. Mm-hmm. We're way harder. So when we got the game time, we're thinking, all right, these dudes aren't playing as hard as us. Like, mm-hmm. they may be more talented, but they're not going to outdog us. Mm-hmm. So that's how, I mean, we obviously had different terminology and stuff like that, but that was basically what we did. And so Coach Wright had that mentality for us, and it was fun because we just knew that other dudes weren't going to just do the little things that we were going to do. Mm-hmm. So if we made shots, we were winning. But if things weren't going well for us, but all right, it's time to toughen up. And he implemented that into our minds. And obviously, yeah, we mm-hmm. found a way.
Is it around the school? Like, I know he's married, but he's a ladies' man. Like, the ladies love him. Like, you know who love Coach Wright? Hmm. Eleanor.
Oh, does she?
Bro, she called me and asked me, do I know him?
Really?
I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture of him. Like, but she's not the first one. I've had other older ladies from when I'm working somewhere talk about him. So like, he must be a ladies man or something.
GQJ. See, everyone sees, oh, you're not gonna like this. Everyone sees that, like Jay Wright. When he walks into practice sometimes and he's like, his hair is a little messed up and he got that scowl on his face. His first name is Gerald.
Gerald
Wright. So he's like, all right. Everyone else sees Jay Wright, but we see Gerald Wright.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Gerald Wright.
Yeah.
Gerald's on some shit. Yeah. How did you learn how to play off 2 feet? Was that at Villanova? That come earlier? Very skilled off 2 feet.
I learned it with obviously working with my dad, but I think at Villanova it was like
polished it
because everyone did it. It was something we did every single day. Like, kid you not, that's how we started practice. That's how we ended practice. Like that, we started just doing our footwork stuff. And so Coach Wright was like, I want you guys to have this in your repertoire, knowing that you guys can play the other way, but you will always have this style mm-hmm. of basketball. Mm-hmm. And man, it works.
Hell yeah.
It works. And then when we won that my freshman year, Coach said this line with us. He's like, now that I know this shit works, and then it's going to be hell for you guys next year.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we really got to
lock in.
But yeah, he really implemented that to us because we knew that sometimes people are going to be athletic, more athletic than we are, but like, it's about how smart we are, how mm-hmm. in our footwork skill, and all that mindset. Stuff. So he
hammered that home
every
huh?
day.
How many pros was on that team? Four?
2016?
Yeah.
Me, Mikhail,
yep.
Ryan Archidiakono, Josh Hart, our big man Daniel Cheff, who played in the league for a little wow. bit, who redshirted that year. Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, DiVincenzo, yeah.
Eric Pascoe redshirted that year because he transferred. So, six, seven.
Seven, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Deep team.
You guys get a chance to win another one 2018. So, two-time champ, also National Player of the Year. Mm. You knew it was time to go after that?
Ching, ching.
Yeah. I had no choice. Also, best part about it, my mom was like this. I graduated that year, too. So
oh,
I finished,
did you?
I finished in three.
3 years?
Finished in three.
Damn.
Finished
that's
in three.
That's dope.
But yeah, that was the plan. Like, we thought about it my sophomore year, but that's mom.
That's work, man. I love
mom.
That.
I can't give that. Dad. Dad wanted me to do it, but mom was like, nah.
On you. Yeah. Make sure you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was mom. I wonder how hard is that to graduate in 3 years?
Yeah, it took me four, and I still didn't.
I'm 45, and I even thought about it.
Yeah. That even crushed your mind. What was your, I mean, obviously, graduation? National Player of the Year, two-time NCAA champ. What was your draft process like? Did you have to do a bunch of workouts? Did you do a few?
I did nine.
Okay.
I did nine workouts. Draft process wasn't too bad. Obviously, like, nine workouts is a lot, like, with the travel and everything. But a lot of people did more, so I couldn't really complain. Like, some people were doing, like, 20, 25. Mm. So I think I did a decent amount.
Any memorable ones, like guys you went up against in the draft that were supposed to be higher or whatever it may be? Sometimes you hear those draft stories.
I think the one draft story that always comes to mind is when I did Utah, and it was Grayson Allen was there. Grayson Allen got drafted off that our workout.
Really?
Yes. He got drafted to Utah off that workout. He dominated.
Really?
I couldn't be mad at it because I wasn't playing terrible. I think I was on his team too, the 3-on-3 team. Man, he was cooking. Like, he got drafted off that workout alone. Like, they knew it right away.
So he's their type of player, too. Kind of Matt Harpering type.
Matt Harpin was a problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because when I thought we started talking about Utah, I was about to say, I'm out of this conversation. You get drafted with Luka. Got to be the, I wouldn't say the best draft ever, but close to it. What you think about the draft class?
My draft class?
Because I'm this Dylan, but this guy Dylan back here, he's a big time basketball head, so he goes overboard with some of the things he says sometimes. The best draft ever, but
I won't say ever. I would say if it's the best draft class ever, because that dude's a Hall of Famer. I'll say that. That dude. It's funny because I remember first meeting him. That language barrier was hilarious. Hilarious. He can speak way better English now, but he came in right away. Like he just like it looked so effortless. Like when my style, I'm like, yo, I gotta come in every day. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do this, just to make sure that like they just see this man would just come in the gym. They do his work, and when they play pickup, it just looked like he's doing that slow motion, but he's doing whatever he wants. And I'm thinking, I play like my own pace, like I control the game, whatever. I do it a little differently, but his is just on another level. Mm-hmm. So from day one, I was like, this dude is good. But like, also I'm thinking like, damn, this dude is good. Do I belong? that's the type of doubt that I put in my mind. Like
that's
this
how
dude
good
is,
he was.
He was that good. Mm. I can't even, you can ask any vet on that team. It was like DeAndre Jordan, Wes Matthews, Harrison Barnes, JJ Barea, Devin Harris. They all said the same thing. The dude who just came in and everyone was just like, wow. Mm. And just,
we
that's
see
when it started.
Yeah, we saw it. See it. Didn't, who got drafted in bronze class? Him and Melo, right? Oh, I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm saying the Mavs personally getting him and Luka in the same draft.
Okay.
Who had a better draft?
You go, Dylan. But you know, I'm Ron Burgundy. You didn't say that on the thing.
Explain your shit, Dylan.
He didn't write it on there, though. Who was Luka off the court?
A kid.
Big really? Old kid. Like big all kid. Of us.
Yeah, big kid. He's a cool dude. He really likes to just relax and kind of be out of the spotlight, mm-hmm. which I like about him. He's not like – he doesn't like the attention. Down to earth, chill, just wants to hang out and all that stuff. He's really low key. He's like,
what's one of your favorite stories that you could tell about you and him, or something that happened, or practice, games, travel, any funny stories with you two?
No 1v1s.
I beat him a couple times. Yeah. Oh for sure. And there's evidence too. There's video evidence too. So
yeah.
I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, come on, man.
Some stories on me and Luka. I would say like the longer I was like able to be on the court with him, we gained much more respect. So our friendship grew like that.
Of course.
Like obviously I wasn't playing as much until I got better and better each year. And so, man, we used to gamble on the plane, man. Mm. We used to gamble on the plane, play Tonk.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't play Boo Right. I didn't play Boo Right. No,
that's
no,
a whole different.
That's a whole different ball game. I'm cool.
Boo Right, cool. You so crying,
yeah.
Bro.
Used to play Tonk a little bit. So I'm obviously the lowest paid player at the table, and so. But the one thing about Luka, never pays his bets right away.
He still owes some people. Was DJ the dealer? Because DJ cheats. DJ's
oh,
with
no, I stayed
with
away from DJ.
DJ was a fucking card cheater.
I didn't play a freshman. I didn't play my rookie year. I played like closer to like my third and fourth year.
Okay.
See, we didn't do that. You got to pay up or you get off the plane. They was writing checks on the plane.
But also, like it's for the Mavs. I remember, you know how you get like per diem.
Yeah.
We got it on a debit card.
Oh, really?
So we never got cash.
That's the Mark Cuban shit right there.
Oh, that's G.
That's dope.
How was Dirk? Been around Dirk.
Amazing.
Unbelievable, huh?
It was crazy because he's another dude who's just a big kid. Like, he's mm-hmm. a big kid. But I remember seeing him, like, just, like, fighting to, like, get back on the court because I think he had an ankle procedure right before my rookie year. So he was just fighting to get back. And I'm seeing how hard this dude is working at year 21, knowing that this probably is last year. So it made me think about, like, maybe just, like, 5 or 6 years ago, like, what he was doing to, like, get himself ready to go. And so that dude's work ethic in his mind at year 21 just was off the charts. So obviously, like, he couldn't do the things he used to do, right. But
mine's still sharp as ever.
Yeah.
For me, he's probably the smartest coach and probably the first coach to, well, besides Pop, but the first coach to actually believe in me to be a star on the team. What did Rick Carlisle do for you, and what type of coach was he to you?
Rick is different. I love Rick.
Yes.
He's different. Different. When I say different, man, he's just, he's hilarious. Like the from the way he calls timeouts to everything he does, he's just this quirky dude. But when it comes to basketball, man, he's just like
genius.
Genius. Genius. He was a great, great dude. When I played, he let me go. Mm-hmm. He let me go. And so when I used to talk to him about like things I had to do, whatever, and like what I was like, coach, like what I gotta do, yada yada yada. He just said, basically just go play, man. Just go play, be yourself. He told me to limit my mid ranges, but I was thinking if I make him, be good.
Mm-hmm.
Make him be good. But he's.
There's a method behind everything he say though.
Everything's calculated.
It's calculated.
Everything's
exactly.
Calculated. Everything's calculated. He was a great dude to play for. I loved it.
He's the only coach, Matt, that I played for in 14 years that at the beginning of the season, he bring each player, the starting five, he bring each player in before the season and tell them what he wants them to do. So you know your role. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you're not going out there stepping on nobody's toes or you're doing what's best for the team. And when the coach does that, he simplifies it for players where they can understand what he needs them to do. He's the mm-hmm. only coach to do ever done that. And I think all coaches should do that with players.
He's definitely straightforward,
yes.
Which I love. Whether you liked it or not.
Yep.
There it is.
Ain't no guesswork.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybun, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We got to show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Knicks, free agency. Was there a chance in Dallas? The bright lights in New York were calling your name. Talk to us about your free agency.
There was a chance.
Okay.
There's a chance. I really did want to stay in Dallas. I think before the season, before my fourth season in Dallas, my last season in Dallas, we tried to extend our contract. Whatever we can get, was the most we can get was like 4 years and $55 million. And so obviously we wanted to do that. I wanted to stay there. I thought I would be there for a long time. And I liked my role there. It's funny because my agent was like, I mean, you can do so much. You can get more. I'm saying like, well, like I just want to be safe. Like, I'm not trying to gamble right now. This is not something you really gamble with if it's out there.
Right.
And so, but they were like, we want to see where we're at, you know, like 20, 25 games into the season. But we were like, all right, well, if we're not going to do it, I kind of don't want to do it until after the season. I'm not trying to think about this.
During the season, right.
Yeah. So there's a period where Luka went out and I started to start and, I was playing really well. I think I was averaging like 20 and like six, maybe whatever. And so it was about that 20 to 25 mark. And so we went back. We're like, hey, like if the deal's there, we're thinking about it. Like I'll do it like right now. And still it was no, like it wasn't a hard no. It was just like, we want to see.
This was Dallas.
This is Dallas. It's still in Dallas. Okay. Cause I originally wanted to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And so trade deadline comes. I'm like thinking like, all right, well, if I'm not getting extended, I'm probably going to get traded. Probably, I think the way I've been playing, like there's just like
playing well, right?
I'm playing somewhat decent, and so that didn't happen. And then, so like the deal came on the table after the trade deadline. I was like, I think I've outgrown that now.
Right.
Okay. Personally, that's what I thought. I was like, I think I've outgrown that. Obviously, going to playoffs, Luka gets hurt like second to last game or last game of the season, and so he's out for the first three games, and I obviously did what I did.
Ain't no looking back.
And so that all happens. I'm trying to think of my timeline so I don't mess up. So they'd be losing the Western Conference Finals. And I remember seeing something on Twitter after the game, and it was like Mark saying, hey, like we can pay him the most money. And so he says that on Twitter. He says it like in the interview, like
post-season,
whatever,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like literally right after the game. And so I'm thinking like, all right, I'm okay. I just after that, it was like crickets.
Mm.
From my point of view, I can't speak to anyone else. From my point of view, it was crickets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and obviously I saw like New York making moves and saw all that stuff. I was like,
home,
close to home, 2 hours away from where I was, or an hour away from where I was born.
Yeah.
Parents live on the East Coast, whole family's on the East Coast. So I started thinking like, yeah, this could be a real thing. And so then here we are.
Best move you made.
Best move.
What's the experience been like with Tibbs? Old school, tough nose?
Tibbs, I'll say me and Tibbs' relationship is different because here's the backstory. My dad went to Salem High School in Salem, Massachusetts. Tibbs went to Salem State. So that's how they met. when my dad was in high school. So that relationship started there. And so they had played pickup and all that stuff. They knew each other from just being in the area. So that relationship started there. And then my dad,
that's crazy,
was with the Knicks when Tibbs was assistant coach, when they went to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously the relationships continued to grow whenever. And then my dad also coached with Tibbs and the Bulls. So that's why I moved to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was with the Timberwolves with Tibbs. So I've known Tibbs pretty much since
life?
I can, yeah, mm-hmm. my whole life. So when I got to here, this dude pushes me the same way I saw him push any other player. Doesn't really give me special treatment. Like, he'll still, like, he'll yell at me. Like, he'll yell at me like, I could have a wide open shot in the corner. He's going to yell at me for something. So like, it ain't like, there's no like preferable or special treatment at all. He just, he pushes me every single day. He wants me the best player I can be every single day. Mm-hmm. And I, like, people say that, he does it. He lives it. This man was in the gym, is in the facility yesterday after our last game, giving me a call at 10 a.m. Like, just like talking about basketball, what I thought about the game last night. I was like, Coach, I haven't watched it. Like, I'm packing. I'm going to All-Star. He's like, all right, well, this is what I think. Yada, boom, boom, boom. He's always pushing me that way. So, I mean, our relationship is different just because I've known him for so long. But, I mean, I love that man.
What was your Team USA experience like? And losing at the same time.
I'll say this. My Team USA experience was great. For me and all the team, the guys, going to all these special places, Spain, Abu Dhabi, the Philippines. As soon as we lost, right, and we were done, I forgot about everything that just happened. So it went like, it was, that whole trip just didn't happen.
Mm.
That's what it felt in my mind. Like, I was like,
because you didn't win.
We didn't win. So everyone's like, oh man, how was your trip? When I got back, I'm like, it sucked.
Right.
Like, we lost. Like, he said, oh, but you went to like Spain, you did all this stuff. I'm like, that doesn't matter. Like,
mm-hmm. You went to win.
I wasn't like on vacation. I wasn't on vacation or nothing. Like, I was just like, the whole trip was ruined for me as soon as we lost.
Mm-hmm. Old school.
It's just real.
I think he's going to get an NBA title, though, because he's been one of, I think he's just one of those guys like me that just wins everywhere.
He's going to get it.
I think he's one of those people.
I hope.
Yeah,
he's going to get it.
Are you hoping to be on the next Olympic team, 2024?
I mean,
Paris?
I couldn't say no, unless obviously it was something was to happen or whatever, mm-hmm. special circumstance. I'm always open to it. I'm always open to it. That's just opportunity that doesn't come too often.
Right. Congratulations on the pod. Me and Matt waiting for an invite. The roommate show with you and Josh Hart. Talk about the pod. How did that come about?
The pod's fun. The best part about the pod right now, not the best part, the worst part about the pod right now. So the first two shows I've aired, we did it before our losing streak.
Mm.
So everyone's like, oh, 0-1 since the pod started. 0-2 since the pod started.
0-3,
0-4.
Get rid of the pod.
I said, yeah, we haven't recorded since in a minute. But I love it because obviously everyone sees the players on the court and obviously in the interviews and they're asking like basketball questions or whatever. Yeah, me and Josh are going to talk about basketball, but like, we're talking about like our relationship, how we met and stuff, all the old stuff to get us where we are.
Oh, shit. Yeah, just the conversation.
Yeah, like, we just want to talk. Like, people don't see NBA players talk about what's going on when they're playing the NBA.
In real time.
And so, I mean, obviously, it's like, it's second fiddle to what we're doing. Like, we're hooping right now. But, man, it's fun. I'm excited. And for sure, yo, we'll set that up.
Yeah, it's therapeutic, too. It's therapeutic.
We're definitely down to come through. How did your partnership with Bose come about?
They came to me, man. I'm not going to lie. I think Bose surprised me. Because I was an Apple kid my entire life. Everyone's like Apple. And when Bose came to me, I put him on. That noise cancellation shit is real.
Seriously.
It's real. No. It is real. Like, you put the earbuds in and on the plane, I don't hear nothing.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's dope. Shout out to Bose because they laced us with some stuff for our gift bags.
Yes,
so
they did. Appreciate it.
We're definitely going to hear about those, but we appreciate that. Mm. I wanted real quick before we're heading in the quick hitters to finish out the show, but I just want to know real quick, what has it been like playing with your college teammates in New York of all places? Obviously, Dante's been playing really well. You're doing your thing. Josh got paid. Like, what is that like to kind of obviously have the college experience, but then have it like this on the biggest stage in New York?
Man, it's fun, man. It's fun. New York is, the Garden is a special place. So we used to play there. I probably played in the Garden in college about 16 times.
Damn.
Yeah, the Big East tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we played St. John's, we played them at the Garden. We had a couple like neutral site games at the Garden. So I was like 15-1 at the Garden. Mm. I was like 15-1 or something like that. We lost one game. It was to Seton Hall, my freshman year in the Big East championship. I remember that. We'll never forget that. But playing with those three, like especially in the place that we used to play in a lot, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. Like, you don't like people talk about like you get these opportunities like this, and it's something you should really like cherish. Like, man, like playing with your boys, I used to like go at it with every single day in practice. Like I said, practices were harder than the games in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to like battle it. For me and Josh got into a couple altercations. Jonte and Josh got to way more stuff because they used to guard each other and like go at mm-hmm. it. But to see where we are now, like how we've all like matured, like not just with basketball, but with life, man, it's crazy, man. Mm. It's unbelievable.
It's a blessing, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Quick hitters, first team to come to mind. Give us your thoughts. Top five point guards in NBA history.
Magic. I'm not going to order. Magic, Steph, Steve Nash. He'd kill me if I didn't say it. Jason Kidd.
You better.
I'm going to go with my guy, too, CP.
Ooh.
CP.
Shout out CP. That's my dog.
Did you have a childhood crush? Who was your childhood crush?
Beyonce. It's easy.
Word.
Beyonce.
Word.
Easy call.
Beyonce.
Third Ward, Texas.
Most underrated food spot in New York.
Underrated?
Mm-hmm.
I always do the overrated places. Underrated.
Or maybe one of your favorite low-key spots.
It's a little Italian spot underground. It's called Scalantonella.
Scalanton Ellen?
Scalantonella.
Scalantonella.
Did I say that right? Close enough. Real close Italian. Enough. I'm talking like authentic Italian.
Scalantonelli?
Yeah, I
authentic
love that.
Italians.
Yeah. I love it. Okay.
It's dope. What's your guilty pleasure?
It's crazy. Whenever I can't keep them in the house, Oreos.
Double
Oreos.
Stuffed?
Regular.
Oh, double stuffed to crack. You need to get your game right. Get your
cannot
double
keep them in the house. One time my wife brought them into the house and she tried to hide them from me. I was looking for something else and I saw them. I closed the drawer back. I was like, damn, man. I know where these are now. I could have slept in the middle of the night. I'm like, I need a snack.
Like a fiend, huh? Wait, with or without milk?
Either or. Doesn't matter to me.
Have you experienced the Delta Biscoffs? Delta?
Never heard of them.
The Biscoff? My goodness. You got to fly Delta just for the cookies.
That's the reason?
Yep.
One thing you wish you were better at?
Golf.
Ooh, I like that.
Golf and video games.
What video game you play?
Play Call of Duty, play Fortnite.
Yeah.
I would say
NCAA 2024 is going to come out. College football. I can't wait.
Can't wait for that. I'll say that because I'll say video games because my boys be clowning me, man. I'm always on the first one dying, whatever. Every day is like, I'll be playing well too, and I die, but yo, here we go again. I'm like, bro, I'm playing well today.
You're the weakest link.
Weakest link.
Yeah, I'm always the weakest link. I ain't you tripping. I do it in real life. One guest you would like to see on All the Smoke.
But
you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Somebody you're close with. Yeah, somebody you're cool that's in that Rolodex of yours.
Josh would be the easy answer. So I'm not going to say that.
I just want to talk to him though, because he seemed funny as hell.
He has no filter.
I know. I can tell.
Like sometimes on our show, he starts talking. I'm like, this dude just tone it down a little bit. He's like, no. I gotta do it. I'm like, all right. But
he's a cool dude.
Actually, it gotta be him, man. He's unhinged.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah.
This
would be a great place for Josh.
Like he got a little bit of me in him.
Exactly.
Well, Jay the Man, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yes, sir.
Best of luck in the 3-point contest.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy yourself in the All-Star game and then continue to push it, man. I mean, like I said, I feel like you guys have something special out there. Continue to build on that. And best of luck on your run to the playoffs, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Thanks for being there, bro.
Yes, that's a wrap, man. Jalen Brunson, All-Star 2024, Indiana. We'll see y'all next week.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.